And it is a taboo subject. And for women, it's uncomfortable. For men, it's
pigs and lizards, twigs, lions, tigers, jackasses, cheetahs, and bears. Oh, my. From what's left of downtown in Los Angeles, in the heart of Los Angeles, next to your liver. Say, kids, what time is it?
I can't afford to buy a fucking watch, Chickster.
Thanks a lot. It's 11 a.m. Welcome to your local Walmart. Seriously, F-U-X. Sorry, Freudian slip. I mean, fucks. Welcome, welcome. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Welcome to all walks of life. I mean, jogheads, deadheads, shrunken heads, and menstrual cycle patients. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 17 of Chickster's Nest. I'm your host. I'm the Chickster who loves you the most, more than shingles, throw up, or barfetta on toast. Now, come on, folks, don't be scared of me. I'm only the Chickster. You know, sometimes I get scared when I look into the mirror and my penis falls off. I get 17 years of bad luck. Now, I know I'm insane in the membrane, but it takes balls to get up here and speak into this microphone. Hello, hello, hello. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? I guess you understand me. Welcome all of my constituents and the effed up sewing club of America. The only sane one in history was a Miss Betsy Ross who knit me a red, white, and blue jockstrap. And eventually she settled on knitting the country a flag that was red, white, and blue. Yes, folks, she was a real winner. Now, Skid Row Studios is built with integrity, spit, and gum, where all you really need is a rusty old shopping cart, two-buck jug, a box of rubbers, a Bible, a blanket, a roll of toilet paper, a poop scooper, and plenty of corrugated cardboard. Hello to the good, the bad, and the plain fucking ugly. Hello, everybody. Hello to the Hawaiian Hilo Flower Lake Club and all blooming idiots of mankind. Hello to the Waco, Texas Scrotum Hold'em Club, the Reseda Hairline Club. Hello to the Palm Springs Shaveless Pussy Club, the Tijuana Backass Jackass Eat Gina Club, the Ensenada Free Holy Club and Snatch Club. Time to bite the weenie, so help me. So help me if I'm wrong, you can kick in my nutsack. Believe me, folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet. Mwah. Time to choke the chicken and unwind the cow. Put your ears to the speaker, and would you leave me some wax? Come on, folks, time to flong the dong and sing a song and get out your meat thermometer because Chitzer's ass is on fire. Help me get to the cardiac arrest club in Death Valley. The Strays, the Lays, the Frito Neck Lays, the Merkin Harry Sandal Merkenstock Club, the West Virginia Waldo Dildo Club, the Sarasota, Florida 20-20-20 Club, the Atlanta Virgin Donut Hole Club, the Hoboken Pubic Hair Pizza Club. Hello, West Virginia, the Brass Ball Society, we can't forget about them, and the Santa Monica Hells Angels Penal Cyclists. Welcome to Chickster's Nest. Now, you know, you guys, I'm a little crazy. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane. I can't help it. I'm going nuts. I'm insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane in the membrane. I'm crazy. What's going on? What's going on? What am I thinking this out? Is this really happening to me? Is this a dream? Is this a fantasy? I hear footsteps. No, didn't you hear them? Oh, that lady is completely nuts. I don't know her. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The secretary of a mental institution. Can't take this. I can't take this. Oh. Oh, please, not in my crotch. Not again. Not again. Not again. Please, you're ruining my pants. My Levi's are ruined. I'll never find another size as big as me. Oh. What is... Please. Can't you get a Fizrin or something? Oh, there's a window over there, sir. Yeah. Just jump out it and you don't have to scream. Oh, you're a wonderful date. Look at Marshmallow. I'm sorry I took you out. I mean, you're not exciting. You have no appeal. What? My penis is 3 inches. What's... You think I'm crazy? Oh, what are you doing to me? My plasma TV you smashed. Boy, I don't know what I'm going to do, folks. I know I'm crazy. I know I'm nuts, but I'm not that crazy. I'm just crazy about you guys, okay? I just don't get it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest, and this is episode 16, so welcome aboard. I want you to call the Chickster at skidrowstudios.com. I'd love to hear from you out there. I'm the host. I love you the most. I'm just a fuzzy, wuzzy, wuzzy, big fat chicken. Call now and light up my life. Light up the phone lines. Blow it out of your ass. 1-800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. Now's your chance to talk to the Chickster. And believe me, I'm a friendly guy. I got a good heart. And I really want to talk to you. So I know you're listening and I know you're out there. So light up those phone lines. Again, 1-800-893-9562. Chickster@skidrowstudios.com. Now I'm going to read you something from the classified ads. An antique desk suitable for a lady with thick legs and large drawers is for sale. In fact, Great Dames are for sale. Four-poster bed, 101-year-old lady, perfect for an antique lover. A pit bull for sale. Owner was deceased. Looking for hanging cage for my daughter. Must have exercise wheel. Girl wanted to assist magician in cutting off head. Salary and Blue Cross. Preparer of food must be dependable, like the food business, and be willing to get hands dirty. Man wanted to work in dynamite factory, must be willing to travel. Hardworking, experienced farm woman, household and field work. You must know how to cook, and you must own a tractor. Please, whatever you do, send a picture of the tractor. Hair cutter, excellent growth potential. Lost and found, beagle, partly blind, hard of hearing, castrated. Answers to the name of Lucky. Yes, my friends, these are some of the classified ads. And, there's this other ad, another magician here. Famous Houdini trick to be reenacted by Rothschild the Magnificent. Preferred to have some experience. Girl wanted no age requirement. Volunteer to get head cut off. No expenses paid out of pocket. Big bucks. Food and transportation provided. Now, the very first reply to this ad was sent by Miss Sarah Finster. She sent us an email from Gainesville, Florida, who said, Why not take all of me?
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, oh, okay. I'll never use them. Your okay. Goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Yeah, why not? Why not take all of me? That was the Dick Hyman Orchestra. This is the Chickster. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com in downtown Los Angeles. There once was a man from China who wanted to have a vagina. So he sat on a rock and cut off his cock, and now he's got a mangina. There was a young man from Kildare who was having his girl on the stair. On the 44th stroke, the banister broke, and he finished her off in midair. There was an old woman of Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds. In less than an hour, her tits became a flower, and her fanny was covered in weeds. A flea and a fly and a flew were in prison, so what could they do? Said the fly, let us fly, said the flea, and they flew through a flaw in the flue. A fly through an open door of a village grocery store, pissed on the cheese and shit on the ham, and wiped his ass on the grocery man. The fly flew around the window pane and went to shit on the ham again. And when he finished his dirty work, he flew across to the lady clerk. Up her leg, he took a stroll and took a bath in the lady's hole. She cried out, "Oh, you bastard fly, you can't stay there." She squeezed her legs and held her breath, and the poor little fly got smashed to death. There was a young chap from out yonder who boogered a big anaconda. He regretted this crime for the rest of the time while the reptile grew fonder and fonder. You're in tune to Chickster's Nest on SkidRowStudios.com. And I'm glad you guys are listening, and I hope you do call in. Call that number again, 1-800-893-9562. Polygrip. I'm losing my grip. Polygrip, polygrip, polygrip. I put it on my pecker, can't you see? I'm getting old. I need extra hold. At least that's what I've been told. Polygrip never slips, and my pecker is now whole. Sometimes I have my ups and downs, and I need to turn things around. Polygrip happens to be the best product I've ever found. The other day, my pecker was hanging towards the ground. It didn't look like mine. So I took it to the senior lost and found. And I went out with a young lady by the name of Sarah B. Pound. When she found out that I used Polygrip on my pecker, she immediately went to the local bus stop and went home in a triple-decker. Too much Polygrip. I'm getting old. Can't get a grip on life. People don't understand that I had extra hold. My pecker now turned to mold. I just want you folks to know my story has now been told. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I'm not getting much sleep. It goes on in the daytime, and it keeps going night and day. I'm so tired.
Night and day, you are the one. All of you beneath the moon, under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you. Night and day.
In the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day
and night. Under the island,
there's no such a hunger yearning burning inside of me,
and this torment won't be through.
Let me spend my life making love to you.
Of the tom-tom where the jungle shadows fall.
Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall.
Like the drip-drip-drop of the raindrop as it falls upon the dew.
I hear a voice within me calling you.
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 You. You. You. Day and day, under the heart of me.
Oh, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning away down inside of me.
And this torment won't be through
till you let me spend my life.
Night and day.
Yeah, night and day. Louis Prima, Keeley Smith. I want to tell you about an exciting show, ladies and gentlemen, that you must see. April, Hava Shankman's Hava. It's July 1st, this Sunday. Also the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. It's at Atwater Crossing. Write this down, 3191 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles, or visit www.atwatercrossing.com. An exciting one-woman show that'll make you laugh, that'll basically get rid of all your problems. You'll enjoy this show. You'll be entertained. Hava, the one-woman show, coming, opening up this Sunday, July the 1st, at, again, Atwater Crossing, 3191 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. Visit www.atwatercrossing.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that I love you, and I thank you for listening, and I do hope you'll call up Skid Row Studios and speak to me, the Chickster, live and in living color. 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562 on Chickster's Nest. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy her friends? When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. I used to have an open mind, but my brains kept falling out. I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder. Do you have trouble making up your mind? Well, yes or no. If everything seems to be going well, you have obviously overlooked something. Many people quit looking for work when they find a job. When I'm not in my right mind, my left mind gets pretty crowded. Everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film. You know the speed of light. So what's the speed of dark? Join the army, visit exotic places, meet strange people, then kill them. I poured spot remover on my dog. And now he's gone. Evening news is where they begin with good evening and then proceed to tell you why it isn't. Before borrowing money from a friend, decide which you need more, friend or money. Death is hereditary. There are three sides to any argument: your side, my side, and the right side. A consultant is someone who takes a subject you understand and makes it sound confusing. Never argue with a fool. People might not know the difference. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the planets, the stars, and the moon. There's a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension of vastest space, as timeless as infinity. It is in the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area in which we call the Twilight Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chickster's Nest, and my name is the Chickster. Whether you're listening to me or not, please pay close attention. You're in tune to Chickster's Nest, only on SkidRowStudios.com. I'm your master of ceremonies. Some know me as Bates Masters, but actually, you can call me by my right name, the Chickster. And I promise you I won't lay an egg, crack an egg, or lay a hen. Hey, kids, what time is it?
As though I told you, it's time to buy a fucking watch. How many times do I have to tell you that, Chickster? I'm insane to the membrane. You don't have to tell me that. I'm insane to the membrane. I can't take this.
But ladies and gentlemen, I do want to tell you this. Right after the news, I don't want you to go away, because the exciting Una Moon has something to say. It's going to be a Shel Silverstein poem and much, much more. So listen to Una right after the news. And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the news. Good morning, all sewing mothers and constituents, grandpas with herpes. Time for you to wake up, you pussies. Good morning, America. Welcome to Up to the Minute Last Second News. I'm your correspondent, Claustrophobia, bringing it all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep. And the Hollywood sign is an honor to keep. And I'd wish to hell Harpo would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the Angelina... I'm not finished. And the Angel... Would you shut the fuck up? I said the Angelinos beep. Flash in the pants. Up my ass. I get frustrated sometimes. Excuse me. Birmingham, Alabama. Panda mating finds veterinarians to take over. Atlanta, Georgia. Mad cow chases farmer with axe. Cleveland, Ohio. Blind people are seeing their way to the eye doctor. Staunton News Leader headline, man found dead in city cemetery. The Contra Costa Times, the Contra Costa Times. Anyone who breaks the law is at risk of being elected. London, England, British left waffles on the Falkland Islands again. Miner refused to work after death. Brunswick, Connecticut. Anyone who breaks the law is at risk of being elected. And that's the way it was. That's the way it's supposed to be. What if it ain't? What if it is? I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you donkeys. I mean, all of you nice folks out there. This is your correspondent, Claustrophobia. Yes, I'm signing off once again. I'm getting pissed off once again. And it's time for me to say good night, good day, and good riddance.
Just you and me, dear. My like a hammer.
Hammer, hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Bubble, yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama. Yeah. Last night.
I never planned my imagination. Situation. So heavenly.
So heavenly.
A fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center. Just you and me.
Me. Like a hammer.
It's like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba, 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 yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama. Last night.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all you Cancers that have a birthday today, June 30th, happy, happy birthday. It's a year for advancing your personal interests and exploring your talents. From the start of June, you realize that you have a knack for finding the best opportunities. As long as you follow through, you will succeed. All other Cancers, here is your lucky horoscope. Reflecting on a situation will add new layers of insight and perhaps even bring you a glorious aha moment. Your lucky numbers are 30, 34, 1, 17, and 40. Last month was difficult, but in July, we should begin to see things improve. We will have a few difficult days with Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto acting out, and Mercury will be doing his retrograde thing again this month. But Jupiter and Uranus will also be sending us some unexpected blessings around the time the sun enters Leo. All in all, compared to last month, July will feel like a walk in the park. July will begin with an optimistic tone under the bright and shiny Sagittarius moon. And Independence Day, July 4th, will be very nice with Mercury and Venus dancing with Uranus. We may find ourselves making new friends and new plans, and we may even find opportunities for new love on this U.S. holiday. I'd like to read a wonderful poem by Shel Silverstein. Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams. And though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceiling. Coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door. With bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peels, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crusts and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of blackburn buttered toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the halls. It raised the roof, it broke the walls. I mean greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter caked and dry, curdled milk and crusts of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky, and none of her friends would come to play, and all of her neighbors moved away. And finally, Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state, from New York to the Golden Gate, and there in the garbage she did hate, poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out. Say, kids, what time is it? Well, it's time for the 4th of July marching song. Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay, I'll fly my flag today, way high up in the sky. I'll wave as I go by. I'll dress in red and blue, and maybe some white too. I'll march and cheer and shout until I'm all worn out. Hip, hip, hooray! He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! I can't take this anymore! I can't take this anymore! I can't! I don't know what I'm gonna do! I don't know what I'm gonna do! I just don't know! I'm suffering from ill health, despair, madness, and all manner of other unattractive, natural, and inevitable things! Please! Blow winds and crack your cheeks! Rage blow, you cataracts and hurricanoes! Spout! Till you have drenched the steeples, drowned the cocks! You self-frowsant on executing fires, you vodkarias of oak, cleaving thunderbolts. You say you're not insane in the membrane? I'm not! You are insane in the membrane, Chickster! I'm not! You're crazy, Chickster! You're crazy! And I'm one of the white coats in disguise. No! The white coats are coming! Oh, no! Hello, folks. I'm not crazy, I want you to know. I'm not insane. This is Chickster's Nest. Let me compose myself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, summer is here. Happy summer. Summer, summer, summer. Summer is here. Summer is where. Summer is when you show your underwear. Summer is when you go to a wild party and end up necking with a guy named Artie. Summer is when you see a bikini, young, good-looking chick, and you ask her confidentially, "Do you do ick?" And she says, "I forgot the D." And you say, "Dick." And she says, "Ick." And her boyfriend, with his fist in the air, says, "My name is Dick, and you better leave, or I'll hit you with this stick." And as I leave, I whisper to myself, "That guy was a prick." Summer is watching TV at night and going to concerts in the park, and a pit bull bites your ass in the dark. So you light up a joint, and you give your wallet to a narc. And again, the pit bull barks. Yes, summer is a wonderful thing, to go out there and see the moon, the stars. I love summer. Oh, hello once again. Hello, the young, and hello, the restless. Hello, kind hearts, liverts, and chicken gizzards. You know who I am once again? Oh, come on, give me a break. You know who I am.
I'm Libra raunchy. But that's okay. Come on, pudding heads. You can call me Cucaracha. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still playing the piano, but I suck on the organ. I guess sometimes things go right and other times things go wrong. But anyway, I'm very happy. I'm glad to be with you. And my sequin, ouch, my sequin tuxedo's poking me in the ass. Sometimes I get a kick out of it, but other times, you know, it kind of pricks me. You know, I cried all the way to the bank. When the reviews are bad, I tell myself that they can join me as I cry all the way to that bank. You can either give up on me or listen to both of me. I have a split personality. Everybody loves both of them. You know that bank I used to cry all the way to? I bought it. I bought the bank. Nobody will believe unless you believe in yourself. Of course, I couldn't go out on the street in clothes like this. I'd get picked up. Come to think of it, you know, it might be fun. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, nobody can believe in yourself unless you believe in yourself. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. I do. Gimme what I cry for. You know, you've got the round of kisses that I die for. You made me love you. And I really do love you. And I'll see you next week. Okay, folks?
Once I just want to say that this plane crashed. Only a monkey was traveling in the plane and was alive. Fortunately, the monkey was intelligent enough to understand our language and reply in action. The officials went to see the monkey in the hospital, and he had a talk with the monkey.
When the plane took off, what were the travelers doing?
Tying their belts, sir.
And what were the air hostesses doing?
Saying hello, good morning.
And what were the pilots doing?
Checking the system out, sir.
And what were you doing?
I was looking for my people.
After 10 minutes, what were the travelers doing?
They were having beverages, beer, cocktails, and snacks, sir.
And what were the air hostesses doing?
They were serving the travelers and giving head.
And what were the pilots doing?
They were trying to handle the steering, sir.
And what were you doing?
I was eating and throwing.
And after 30 minutes, what were the travelers doing?
Well, some were sleeping, some were reading a Bible.
And what were the air hostesses doing?
They were putting on their makeup.
And what were the pilots doing?
I told you, sir. I told you over and over they were handling the steering.
Well, what were you doing?
I was doing nothing.
After the crash, the monkey was immediately fired. The ironic thing was a voluptuous dumb blonde who didn't know anything about flying was hired by the corporate office. A senior corporate vice president, a Mr. T.T. Tiger, took liberties to instruct teaching the dumb blonde how to fly.
Thank you.
skip the song. No, that wasn't it. It was Teach Me Tonight, number 12.
Once again, this is Una Moon, back to bring you some words of wisdom, poetry, and a few special lyrics. It's All the Same to the Clam by Shel Silverstein. You may leave the clam on the ocean's floor. It's all the same to the clam. For 100,000 years or more, it's all the same to the clam. You may bury him deep in mud and muck, or carry him round to bring you luck, or use him for a hockey puck. It's all the same to the clam. You may call him Jim or Frank or Nell. It's all the same to the clam. Or make an ashtray from his shell. It's all the same to the clam. You may take him riding on the train or leave him sitting in the rain. You'll never hear the clam complain. It's all the same to the clam. Yes, the world may stop or the world may spin. It's all the same to the clam. And the sky may come a-fallen in. It's all the same to the clam. And man may sing his endless songs of wronging rights and righting wrongs. The clam just sits and gets along. It's all the same to the clam. And speaking of clams, it reminds me of summer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, crazy, hazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and the moon and sing a song of cheer. Now a few words of wisdom for you. I can please only one person per day. Today is not your day. Tomorrow isn't looking good either. I love deadlines. I especially like the whooshing sound they make as they go by. Tell me what you need, and I'll tell you how to get along without it. I don't have an attitude problem. You have a perception problem. On the keyboard of life, always keep one finger on the escape key. And do not meddle in the affairs of dragons, because to them, you are crunchy and taste good with ketchup. Now another adorable summertime poem by Shel Silverstein called Poemsicle. If you add sickle to your pop, would he become a popsicle? Would a mop become a mopsicle? Would a cop become a copsicle? Would a chop become a chopsicle? Would a drop become a dropsicle? Would a hop become a hopsicle? I guess it is time to stopsicle. Or is it timesicle to stopsicle? Hey-sicle, I can't stopsicle. O-sicle, my-sicle, will-sicle, is-sicle. Have-sicle, to-sicle, talk-sicle. Like-sicle, this-sicle, forever-sicle. Huh-sicle. Now remember to put your zip code on all the letters and cards you send this 4th of July. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane. I know it. I don't want to see the white coats again. No, I can't take this. I can't take this. Oh, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Oh, boy, this really tickles me. When you're smiling, I'm telling you, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the whole world smiles, too.
Oh, boy. Hi, this is the Chickster. I want you guys to come to a great show. That's tomorrow. It opens up July 1st. It's called HAVA at 3191 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. Visit www.atwatercrossing.com. It's opening night tomorrow, a one-woman show that'll make you laugh. It's July 1st tomorrow, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, the 29th. It's called HAVA. A great show by April Hava Shankman, the world's greatest performance artist. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read you this poem, this song about Hawaii. And then we're going to go to number 13 from my friend, Anika Chacone. He's going to number 13 right after this. Now everyone was listening to Hawaiian Strain. Everybody seemed to. Everybody. Oh boy, where'd that come from? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what I'm doing here. You know what I mean? I sometimes just don't understand things. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say, direct from Hawaii. Hawaii.
As the sun pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky Wackakians.
That's all, folks. That's all, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Chickster's Nest. This is the Chickster. I want to thank Una Moon for reading those wonderful Shel Silverstein poems. I want to thank Nikki Ciccone, my chief engineer. I want to thank Jeremy Hansen, Jared Whittem, April Habershankman, Austin Shankman, and of course, Austin Shankman. And I want to thank myself. And I want to thank you. And I want to thank Adam the Shankman. Thank you so much. I'll see you next Saturday.